Heavy machinery and construction workers have replaced books and patrons at the Pitkin County Library. County elected leaders toured the work site Wednesday. They agreed in August to help pay for the project.
My goal here is to really kind of just give you guys an oversee of the building, what's going on, the construction that's in progress.
Project manager Jody Smith hands out hard hats to a small group at the Pitkin County Library. Two county commissioners, a few county staff, and construction workers are along for the tour.
Look at the space.
Once inside, Commissioner Patty Clapper walks across the main floor. It feels bigger without desks and shelves.
It's amazing to see a library without books.
Just beyond the main floor is a new addition that will house a children's area with a rooftop patio and a community room.
There'll be these big double doors out here. They're glass. They can be completely opened up so that the meeting can be open to the outside, or if there's a reception or some kind of meeting, we can have it indoors and outdoors.
This area, plus a remodeled interior, total about 7,000 square feet of new space. The overhaul was prompted by a need to make the facility ADA compliant and the children's area more secure. The update also includes small group meeting rooms, energy upgrades, and digital media labs. Kathy Chandler is head librarian.
Just, you know, really making the library so that it looks like what people expect when they come into the library at this time in the, 2015.
In 2012, voters turned down a measure that would have used property taxes to fund the project, so the plan was scaled down to just the addition. But donations came in, allowing the library to also renovate the existing building. The total cost of the project, including design and construction, is $14.3 million. $1 million of that is a loan from the county.
I think there's a lot of people who really believe in the good that a public library does for people. In this community, with the location that the building's in, it can just really add to the vibrancy of the community.
After an hour, the tour wraps up and construction workers flood back into the building after lunch. Commissioner Steve Child says he likes what he sees.
The light in the upstairs part is the natural light, will keep that whole place lit. The views out the windows, the opportunities to go outside, have the doors open and go outside, are all really impressive.
Construction is scheduled to wrap up in April, with the renovated library opening to the public in June. Marcy Quivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.